Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we are going to empower you. That's what we'd like to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about more information is coming up on the wellness programs that are becoming more and more popular with employers and what that may mean for employees. And we got some really good examples. Also, we're going to be talking about possibly how to unclog your arteries if you have that issue. And we'll see how the hour rolls. We got a stack of stuff right here. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi for righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them all up in prayer, as well as all of America. And, you know, it's a good thing. America's going into the holidays with a bit of an uplifting spirit. And I pray that God's hand continues to be on this nation. So I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, and I hope you are too. This is a great time of year to do that. Every day, really, is a great time to do that. You know, I love Psalms. I spend a lot of time in there. And Psalms 14, you know, God is telling us that, you know, he is with the generation of the righteous. His hand is with them. And then if you go to Psalms 42, he says his countenance shines on those that he favors. So let's hope it's you that he favors, right? Okay, so the devotional today, 2 Corinthians 4, Philippians 2, Luke 2, and Corinthians 8. Basically, in a nutshell, it says that, you know, the sheep know my voice. That's what the great shepherd says. And when you sit quietly with me, there's this process, he says, I went through, and I want you to experience, he says, being with me, because I became poor, that I may make you rich, rich in heavenly places. So blessed be God the Father who has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So he says, if you sit with me, there's this process. And as you identify with me, heaven's vistas open up and grant you glimpses of my glory. And sing hallelujahs to my holy name. He likes those psalms. And that's why one of the reasons David was such a apple of God's eye, man after his own heart. He was bold and he was a man of valor, but he also he would sing God some songs. So let's do that and lift up our voices this holiday season and every day when we pray, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, they say more food allergies are on the rise in the last 10 years. Oh, yeah, researchers from a nonprofit organization called Fair Health, they looked at analysis of private health insurance claim reports from 2007 to 2016, and it showed that individuals who were 18 years old or older accounted for about a third of the allergy insurance claims. They also found that overall 377%, there was a spike in allergies over the last 10 years, 337%, or 377%, my mistake. And also they said specific foods in the allergy category, of course, your nuts and seeds, peanuts, of course, tree nuts. Highest increase was noted in the tree nuts and seeds, 603% increase. Peanuts increased 445%. So they also found that, you know, diagnosis of allergies, very common in young boys compared to girls, but then in adulthood, more women developed more allergies than men did. So they believe that it could be the Western diet. They say that's kind of pumping that up. I think it's a lot of things. It's a combination of a lot of things, I think. Genetically modified this and that and so forth. All right, last but not least in the quack report, new study finds vitamin E effective at relieving chronic symptoms of asthma. Oh, yeah, 26 million Americans have asthma, according to the report, chronic inflammation of the lung airway. University of North Carolina School of Medicine researched this, and they said vitamin E, your gamma tocopherol, release a lot of the inflammation in the lung airway. Their research was in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. And if you're looking for some whole food vitamin E, you're going to find it in your cold-pressed vegetable oils, sprouted seeds like sunflower seeds, nuts like almonds, grains, Brussels sprouts, peaches, wheat germ, asparagus, green leafy vegetables, spirulina, and barley grass. So there you go. I also like lobelia for helping the airway open up. If you have asthma and you don't want to use something else, that herb is great, lobelia. We have that at thepowerherbs.com. It's called Relaxation Formula. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about, and Frank, I want to talk to you at the bottom of the hour break. I got something I got to ask you. Wellness programs, big popular thing rolling out. You probably say, so what? Get ready. It may impact you where you work. in ways you never thought. Because I've reported on the overreaching healthcare policy. You get a lot of pressure to comply privately and also professionally with a lot of its demands. So healthcare is in effect being taken out of the private market, and the privacy of the individual's choice is being removed. So healthcare has been this tool of power over everyone. And because everyone at some point is going to need medical care, it's become leverage for those who seek power and want, you know, to grab that power. So this power tool called healthcare has been in the works since the 1970s. And there have been setbacks in this area before, but the plan to subdue people through healthcare has always bounced back and gotten on track for the politicians. Now, if you're on our newsletter list, we have this graph that we rolled out showing the destruction of healthcare after government controls started in 1976. You can just see this graph kind of, you know, picture a thousand words. And it all started in 76 when Nixon signed the HMO Act with, you know, Frank actually made me aware of that. Thank you, Frank. Now, some are kind of breathing a sigh of relief with the tax reform, you know, President Trump and Congress just signed into law removing the Affordable Care Act mandate. But if history is our teacher, we're going to see if this is just a bump in the road to total control through medical care. So we're going to check it out, and we're going to see what happens. Now, some are standing up. Some are standing up to the tyranny through healthcare, you know, kind of overreaching, overstepping their bounds. It was reported in November 2017, last month, that as few as 50, but as many as 75 hospital employees working for the Minnesota Hospital Authority called Essentia Health refused to comply and get their flu shots, and therefore they've been fired. Now, Essentia Health operates 15 hospitals and 75 clinics in four states, Minnesota, Idaho, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. Now, if you recall, I reported that the workplace wellness programs would be the way that government makes businesses and employees comply with treatments like vaccines. So Essentia Health has a mandatory flu shot policy through their employees' wellness plan. That's what they call it. So the employees are offered three ways that they can comply with the flu shot mandate. First one is get the flu shot. Second one is get a religious exemption or get a medical exemption. So those are the three choices that employees are given. Now, the exemptions are just a way of limiting the liability of the employer, but the Minnesota Department of Health doesn't mandate flu vaccines for healthcare employees and leaves that up to the employer. However, they do post the requirements explaining what it takes to obtain a legal medical exemption on the Department of Health, Minnesota's. They say the individual has to secure laboratory confirmation that he or she already has antibody protection from the disease or have a licensed medical physician sign a statement stating that getting a vaccine is contraindicated for medical reasons. Now, a religious exemption is a challenge as well, where the individual has to be a member in good standing with a religious organization that happens to oppose vaccination according to their faith. However, in our current world, many of these arguments based on religious belief are overruled if the health authorities argue that the public is at risk if the person does not comply. So legal action is almost always what happens when a religious exemption is presented, and most people can't afford to go to court, especially if they're suspended without pay or fired from their job. Here's what the U.S. Supreme Court said in 1905. The U.S. Supreme Court affirms the legal authority of state governments to pass laws requiring citizens residing in the state to use vaccines if the state considers mass use of the vaccine necessary to protect the public health, end of quote. And here's what wound up in the Journal of Health Affairs, January 2014. You'll like this one. It says, workplace health and wellness programs have become increasingly common in the United States. The Federal Affordable Care Act was designed to promote these programs in an attempt to reduce health care costs, end of quote. Did you catch that? Oh, my God. The workplace wellness programs were designed to promote. The Affordable Care Act was designed to promote workplace wellness programs. Isn't that interesting? You would have thought it had been the other way around, right? That the Affordable Care Act prompted the wellness programs. No, no. They wanted the programs, and they kind of used the Affordable Care Act to do it. All right, so reasons for wellness plans. There are numerous reasons employers agree to have these wellness plans for their employees, and they are all based on money. End of story. Money answereth all things. Of course, you know, the policy is going to state it wants to look after and improve the health of their employees, but it really is all about the business entity saving money. So in January 2014, Essentia Health published a new employee wellness plan guidelines. Without any delay, they state the plan will cut their health care costs and reduce the money paid out for sick days. So within this employee wellness program, they prime the pump to explain why and how the employer will be taking a more active role in the employee's lifestyle approach to wellness, okay? Here's what it says. While the workplace wellness programs have a potential to reduce health risks and cut healthcare spending, employers and policymakers should not take for granted that the lifestyle management components of the programs can reduce costs or lead to savings overall. So they're saying, hey, you know, we have this opportunity to manage people's lifestyle. Let's not waste this opportunity while we save money at the same time. So no mistake about it. These programs are primed to dictate lifestyle to employees, and it's being disguised as a way to reduce disease. So, yeah, lifestyle can greatly influence disease, but individuals should have the right to change their lifestyle and not be pressured into compliance by an employer who has an interest to save money on healthcare benefits. So the January 2014 Journal of Health Affairs reported that employee wellness management plans will offer a monthly savings to employers of about $136 per employee, or overall about a 29% drop in cost. That's a big, big savings. So this is a whole lot of monetary incentive there for a hospital authority to fire staff for not complying. So to sweeten the compliance pot, employees were offered $160 a month reduction in their share of the health care coverage cost if they complied. Aha. Well, 100% compliance is what they're shooting for when it comes to flu shots. And these employer wellness programs are designed to demand 100% compliance, especially with regard to the flu vaccinations. So it is all promoted to increase patient safety. However, we already know from a 2006 scientific study done by MedImmune LLC that vaccines containing viruses have a 39% to a 90% risk of the recipient shedding the virus for about 28 days after inoculation. Therefore, the flu vaccines spread the flu virus to the patients. And hey, to be honest, the hospital business plan is to make as much money regarding disease as possible, so this is how they stay in business, managing disease. Mm-hmm. All right, so, but the nurses are fighting back. You got to give them a little bit of applause here. The Duluth, Minnesota Nurses Association filed suit against Essentia Health to get the nurses' jobs back and also back pay for being fired for declining to get a mandatory flu vaccine. So I hope they win, because their state health department doesn't mandate employee get flu shots. Yeah. So apparently some of the nurses did file exemptions prior to the November 10th deadline. And there seems to be some question as to the willingness of Essentia Health to review or accept the exemptions that they are required to review according to their own policy. In a statement Essentia Health released, they said, We allow very limited medical and religious exemptions, end of quote. What does that mean, limited? Well, it's interesting that Ascentia Health is also part, get this, of the St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth, and Catholics tend to have a religious exemption with regard to vaccines due to the aborted fetal material in them. So I wonder how many Catholic nurses asked for the exemption, and if they did, were they granted it? Hey, I wonder how many Muslim Ascentia Health was within their operation, how many Muslims they have, and if they were mandated to comply. Think about that. You know, if they weren't, uh-oh. Right? Right? It's kind of, you know, biased favoritism. Well, what we should do really is kind of follow the trail of breadcrumbs here. If we do follow the trail of laws that have created a mandate for vaccines over the last 77 years, we see that authorities started with vaccines for children in regards to, you know, public schools, private schools, daycare centers, dormitory living at college and university, and also even traveling abroad. Now, the adult vaccine agenda started with the voluntary influenza vaccines, but to make it mandatory, such as with the childhood vaccines, it has moved into the employment arena, starting with the healthcare professionals. Once this program is accepted by the public, they will push the vaccine agenda more heavily as a prerequisite for your healthcare coverage, employment wellness plans, all occupations, not just, you know, healthcare professionals, as well as socialized government benefits, if you want to keep getting them. Actually, Australia is already dealing with the threat of having their government subsidies revoked for being non-compliant with vaccinations. So if there was ever an example of abuse by healthcare, this is it. All right, so let's look at the mandates that require, well, what are they, enforcement. That's what they require. So a lot of mandates require an enforcement policy. So the National Institutes of Health, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations have all been working on a master policy for all world governments to comply with a vaccine agenda. So if modern healthcare is allowed to evolve into a global standard, you're going to see more and more regulations that people and employers will have to comply with. So all of it is tied to power, money, and control. It's not about wellness. It's not about eradicating disease. Science has no intention of eradicating disease. They store disease in their labs, deadly ones even. So they have no intention of eradicating disease. They seek to control disease, use disease, leverage it. This and other reports are presenting healthcare in kind of a different light, I know. But if we allow this to continue, medical care will become a major linchpin that controls modern society. So you want to take the power back. That's what you want to do. Because one reason people are so frantic about healthcare is that they don't know there are healthier and safer ways to preserve health. So modern medicine can be a benefit in trauma situations. However, for other areas, it can create more problems like dependency or metabolism weaknesses. So for nearly 18 years, Apothecary Herbs has been educating people on taking the power back and avoiding the drug dependency and the chronic disease. So it's an educational process. You know, you'd want to stop doing the things that put you at risk and find the things that make your body stronger and more resilient. So once you learn these steps, it becomes as easy as brushing your teeth. So three major steps we all must remember and do is toxin removal, organic nutrition, and immune support. So you're going to find organ cleanses to remove toxins, organic whole food supplements to infuse nutrition, and immune-boosting herbs to support immune function. And you're going to be amazed at how easy it is and how powerful this makes you. So this knowledge is power, and it makes the healthcare situation less of a threat. So if you want to learn how to do all that, you know, get rid of toxins, get some super nutrition going and also support immune system, call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog they can send you. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. The website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Also, tomorrow is the 22nd of December, right before the Christmas holiday. It's the last day to save 20% on your order. So Merry Christmas if you want to get some immune-boosting herbs going. Have them on hand in case anybody gets sick. You don't want to be sick over the holidays. So a lot of coughing, congestion going on out there, getting lots of calls about that. And there's herbs for that for sure. And, of course, you got lots of immune-boosting herbs. You got an ammonia pack. You got the pandemic kit, the heart attack packs. You got all kinds of things at thepowerherbs.com. And when you get their free product catalog, you can just look at the table of contents and kind of flip to the section that interests you, including herbs for pets. People out there are pet lovers and want to keep their pets healthy. And they are a part of the family, so that there's natural flea and tick collars, so you don't want to subject them to the toxins in those chemicals. And, you know, lots of other things there. Snake bite kits, if your dogs are a little curious about running into snakes. There are all kinds of things you can do. And people just didn't have any clue they are that powerful and resilient. Absolutely, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, if you're on the website, do sign up for the free online newsletters. They go out each week, and they're no subscription fee. Party and get empowered because that's what it is. It's kind of like, you know, getting your wings. If you're an angel, you can fly for the first time. It's just amazing how, you know, it just alleviates a lot of stress and a lot of fear and a lot of concern about healthcare when you can get rid of things that you only thought doctors could get rid of, you know. The white coats have nothing on God's good herbs. They are awesome. They have no toxicity. They don't cause side effects. And they don't create super bacterias that are resistant. So, yeah, that's the thing. The bacterias and the viruses aren't resistant to an immune system that's supported by a lot of your immune support herbs. So, that is the way. That is the way. All right. I know we're coming up to a break, but we're going to be talking about for the next few minutes coming back from the break on our second section of the hour here. Frank, are you saying you don't hear me very well? He's asking me to check my sound. Okay, so here's me. Okay. All right, just technology, isn't it great? Well, we're going to talk about what possibly, when we come back from the break, goes into your synthetic vitamins. We'll be right back.
What we still can't see. stepping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul fell.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and I want to take this opportunity to wish you all a very Merry Christmas out there, and be safe, and try to watch the sugar and the alcohol, and, you know, enjoy yourself, but just don't overindulge, because, well, not unless you have gentian root. Gentian root keeps you from overeating, so if you're looking for that, powerherbs.com has that. All right, we're going to be talking about what could possibly be in your synthetic vitamins out there. So if you're out at the stores and you're looking for something to help you sleep better or for vitamin C for the cold and flu season, you know, what are you actually buying? Well, consumers are aware that the store shelves are full of a lot of synthetic vitamins these days, and most of them are made by pharmaceutical companies or by a giant private label manufacturer for supplements that uses a chemical recipe called a monograph. Now, any manufacturer who really wants to jump into the supplement business can get instant approval for by selecting a company that uses FDA-approved supplement monographs or recipe books. And then they can just, you know, have it labeled, designed, and get a distributor in there in business. So by using the guidelines set by the FDA on how you make supplements and what goes into them, so forth and so on, you can have a private brand label slapped on a bottle of that stuff in no time. So what's in the artificial supplements other than chemicals used to fortify breakfast cereals? Well, we're going to check it out. The folks at Channel 4's Food Unwrapped show actually went to New Jersey, and they wanted to visit one of the nation's largest manufacturers of supplements called IVC Industries. They reported that the capsule vitamins were all made from synthetic petrochemical ingredients. And these are chemicals that attempt to mimic the original sources of nutrients. So what surprised the news crew is that in order for large amounts of vitamin supplements to be manufactured in a process there where it's all synthetic ingredients, there is a fermentation stage. Things are fermented. So how exactly is that done? Well, according to Nick Bennett, head of the IVC Industries Product Development Division, they take glucose syrup and they mix it with bacteria. So Mr. Bennett says this is how we get vitamin B supplements. We pick the type of fermented bacteria we want and we make, voila, our vitamin B supplements. Now, most of the 13 vitamins supposed to be in your average multivitamin are essentially bacterial waste products. So Bennett stated that the American diet is so deficient that we rely on vitamin supplements to fill in the gaps. But it's not nutrition they're selling. So the studies are suggesting that two-thirds of adults, 65% of them, are taking vitamin supplements. Majority of them are buying these private-labeled, well, pieces of garbage made from petrochemical fermented bacteria. And maybe that's why they smell so bad when you open the bottle. You ever take a whiff of that? Just nasty. Especially your you know, vitamin B stuff. Yeah. Well, you know, financial experts are stating that in the UK, the supplement market is worth about £1 billion. That's like $1.5 million. Consumers in $1.5 billion U.S. dollars. Now, consumers in the UK are spending more money every year on the synthetic vitamins and also on painkillers. So in the U.S., Americans are spending about $17 billion on supplements. However, health experts are beginning to see that a majority of the supplements are of little value, and consumers are often deceived about the quality of the supplements. So Dr. Joseph Mercola also reports on the synthetic manufacturers of these supplements and how they're claiming that these fake nutrients are supposedly whole foods. So most people, if you put a lot of glucose on your plate and bacteria on your plate and put it in front of your kids, are they going to eat that? No, you wouldn't eat it. What they started doing is pumping it all into these chewy gummy bear things with a lot of dye flavorings, and then consumers tend to be none the wiser. Just give you a chewy gummy vitamin something. All right. So what are whole foods? Well, whole foods are unrefined, That's what that means. So an example is white flour is refined while whole grains are unrefined. Refined foods have the nutrition processed out of them because nutrients have limited shelf life and they're sensitive to certain processes. Likewise, most vitamin supplements are considered highly refined and have no whole food nutrition in them. So studies have shown that refined foods create metabolic imbalance and weakness, and if not corrected, it kind of gives disease a foothold. Most of the supplements in your retail stores are isolated chemicals marketed as nutrients. Nutrition is a complex chemistry. Isolated chemicals try to resemble the nutrients in whole foods. An example would be vitamin C, ascorbic acid, but that just represents one part of the vitamin nutrient that we take for granted in things like oranges, lemons, limes. So the problem is that science is incapable of recreating this complex nutrition in whole foods that God made. Here is a quote from Calton Nutrition. They say, most do not know that legally a vitamin can be marketed as a natural whole food product as long as it contains only 10% natural plant-derived ingredients. The other 90% are synthetics made in labs. An example is your popular nutraceutical product lines. Yeah, I warned you about those when they were coming out. I said, man, it's like a drug, really. Well, so what happens when you ingest these synthetic vitamin supplements, these fermented bacteria, glucose, I don't know, or they're not organics? Research actually reports that the human body treats a lot of these agents in these synthetic supplements differently than when you eat whole foods. So the body essentially is reacting to a drug, because that is what drugs are made from, petrosynthetics. So if you wondered why, when you take a synthetic vitamin and it turns your urine a bright fluorescent yellow, it's because these vitamins are not nutrients. These supplements produce foreign substances inside your body called xenobiotics. However, when you use food-based supplements, the body reacts to them as if they were whole foods. So with nature, you get a balanced, complex chemistry of nutrition. They have synergistic effects. One works with the other. Whereas your synthetic supplements, they get isolated foreign substances combined. And, you know, the lab is kind of guessing at the amounts to put in there. All right, so I hear a lot of people over and over again that they bought a supplement from a retail store and they felt it was working, and then they went to bed and bought a second bottle, but then it stopped working. Well, it's because of those isolated lab chemicals that are made from glucose and bacteria that do not have this complex chemistry your whole food nutrients have. They have the vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids, and they have this synergistic effect, and they support one another. They utilize the uptake and absorption. And so once the body supplies all the missing nutrients that's not in your supplement, then the product doesn't seem to be as beneficial. So you are devitalizing your system, dumping a lot of nutrition where it's trying to fit the missing pieces together from the synthetic garbage you're taking. So what essentially happens is instead of fortifying your system, you are actually depleting it because the body's trying to assimilate a foreign substance that is masquerading as a vitamin. Right, here is a quote from Judith DeCava. She's a nutritionalist. She says, separating a group of compounds in a vitamin complex converts it from a physiological biochemical active micronutrient into a disabled chemical of little or no value to living cells. Oh, well, since you put it that way, Doc. Well, let's look at some supplement facts. The new nutrient labels on your vitamins tend to confuse consumers. They read the supplement facts panel, and they'll read things like folate comes from broccoli. And with a little sleight of hand on the supplement label, the supplement industry can say isolated folate in order to standardize the nutrient will have a USP source and it's isolated. So it's not the complex chemistry that you would find in broccoli. You just get the folate that they've isolated, let's say, from a broccoli source. So what good is that when you don't have the other nutrients that go with the folate? Not a whole lot, apparently. Dr. Mercola tells his patients you want to keep things simple. Remember these basics. You want to have a healthy lifestyle. And you want regular exercise, as well as you want to detox on a regular basis to stay ahead of the, you know, risk factors out there to getting sick. Relax, don't stress so much, he says, and also have a healthy spiritual life. Now, I agree with his plan, but I would add to it, you want to give more than you receive. You want to talk with God every day. You want your immune-boosting herbs to use as needed. And if you're going to use supplements, make sure they're really whole food supplements. Okay. Detox. People ask me, how often should I do that? Well, you can detoxify your system, your filtering organs, as often as every 3 months if you want. Most people fit it in twice a year, though. So if you want to learn how to detox and refortify a system and boost immune function, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have all the whole food organic supplements you were looking for. They have the immune boosters there. They also have, you know, herbs for pets, like we mentioned, some herb kits for cleansing, and a lot of information. The Power Herbs book is there if you want to, you know, get started on this health quest of doing a lot better for yourself and eliminating the need for a lot of prescription meds. So the powerherbs.com, call and get a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or visit them at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because you are taking responsibility and you're taking the power back. Absolutely great stuff. All right, so don't forget their 20% off sale ends tomorrow. So if you're looking for a stock up special and save money, you definitely want to check out the Power Herbs and take advantage of their stock up special. You don't need a coupon. Everything's discounted. So you just go up there and shop away and save big time. All right. Let's see, we're going to talk about unclogging your arteries because I mentioned it earlier because we have a few minutes. So people worry about clogged arteries, but have about, what, 6.1 million Americans that get the message from their doctor, their arteries are clogged. People are not living very healthy lifestyles. And if you don't want to be part of these statistics, we're going to give you a little help here. Recently, there was a study by the American College of Cardiology. Researchers there at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio found out how unhealthy eating creates the clogged arteries. They revealed that if you're eating a lot of fatty meals containing saturated fats, like a cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake, that can start an avalanche of cardio problems in your system. So when we eat these fatty meals and lots of saturated fats, it reduces the body's ability to manage the cholesterols, the good and the bad, and protect you from damage. Cardiologist Stephen Nichols was a researcher on the team, said that they evaluated healthy living. So if you eat healthy fats, such as polyunsaturated ones like sunflower and olive oil, the effect on the body is very different. It doesn't produce the bad cholesterol, and it doesn't create the plaque buildup in your arteries. So these researchers were kind of discerning between healthy and unhealthy fats and processed and unprocessed stuff out there. So most people know that, you know, a lot of animal products have a lot of those saturated fats, butter, red meats, lard. Your palm and coconut oils found in a lot of processed foods also contain saturated fat. So if you want to know how deadly these saturated fats are in your system, the study by cardiologist Nichols and his team said that unhealthy foods attack your body almost immediately. It's not something that takes years to happen. They had 14 healthy adults. They gave them a meal high in the saturated fats. And then they had another group that gave them healthier foods. And 2.2 pounds of body weight was added to these people in like no time at all, and also pushed up their cholesterol levels just by eating a lot of the unhealthy saturated fats. So you have choices, and lifestyle is the key. And if you went from an unhealthy to a healthier diet, you change your DNA in 6 days. That's how much power you have. And there's no doctor that can change your DNA in 6 days, but you can. Right. So if you switch over to a healthier diet, you're going to have a lot better success in managing not only your weight, but also preventing arteriosclerosis and some other, cardio events. So science is really proving that you have the power to even reverse heart disease and heal yourself with natural foods. Dr. Dean Ornish, for instance, first medical doctor to prove angiograms and CAT scans with those studies that natural healing cleanses clogged arteries. Of course, the cardio system didn't want to hear that. But when Dr. Ornish presented his findings at the American Heart Association, they refused that. They didn't want to hear that a vegetarian diet for the average American would help them avoid surgery. Well, of course, you know, because that doesn't net the health industry any money. So, you know, limit your animal foods. I tell, you know, the Mediterranean diet does that automatically for you. So if you switch to that diet, you'll only eat like 4 ounces of meat, and then you have more fruits and vegetables and whole grains, olive oil, things like that. And it'd be easy to stay on track. And it's a lifestyle. It's not a diet. So try that. If you're worried about, you know, red blood cells clumping together in your blood system and causing a stroke risk, you know, blood clot risk, clinical research has pointed out that hawthorn berries works just as well or even better than anti-clotting drugs that they prescribe these days. So hawthorn berries helps with its whole food nutrition to balance the protein called fibrinogen that's in your blood that is the mechanism that regulates clotting. So when your mechanism gets out of balance, that's when your blood gets sticky and starts clumping together, creating clots. So, but that protein is highly influenced by diet. So if you just get off the Western diet and on something healthier and maybe, you know, tap into some hawthorn berries, you can avoid a lot of those stroke things that are caused by clots. So, you know, it's an amazing thing to wake up in the morning and say, hey, I can avoid strokes. I can avoid heart disease. I have that power. I can avoid dementia. And cancer, all by diet and lifestyle, because lifestyle has the biggest influence over your health, the biggest one. So if you just get a mindset that you have to tweak the way you live a little bit, you can sidestep a big problem down the road. And, of course, you know, that makes that healthcare topic so much less scary. You don't have to worry about it. Really, when you think about it, if you're worried about just get catastrophic care, you know, for when you have trauma. You know, God says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. From Genesis to Revelation, he says that, and God can't lie. So trauma care has its benefits, but God says my herbs are healing powers in them. So why aren't you using them? Right under our noses, right? Well, if you're looking for some cardio support herbs to get you transitioned into a healthier lifestyle, hey, thepowerherbs.com has everything there. It's in their catalog if you want to get the catalog and just flip to the cardio section. And you'll be amazed what cardio support whole food herb nutrition can do. It's an amazing thing to discover. Now, everybody has different tolerance levels, so That's the beauty of a lot of these herbal liquids. You can adjust doses really easily to suit what your body needs, because some people have really weak systems when they start off and they need more of the product. And then later, as they get stronger, they can taper off. Because guess what? These herbs are not to be, you know, used like prescription drugs for the rest of your life. They're there to strengthen you. And when you become strong, you don't need them. And, of course, don't recongest the system with a bad diet and lifestyle. So it's all about common sense, learning, sort of like, you know, you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth. It's like learning this. This is not complicated. This is not rocket science. This is going to be common sense, and it's going to be come to you so clearly and so easily. We tend to make things complex. We do. And it's not. It's just not. Oh, if you want to check out the Power Herbs book, it is up on the powerherbs.com website, $14.99. It is an ebook, so there's three different formats to choose from, the PDF, the Kindle, and iPad. So great gift idea this year for people who like to read that kind of stuff, healthy living things. You can check it out. It says $14.99. And with the 20% off, I think it's like 11 something. So a 400-page book with healthy guidelines in there, herb symptom reference guide, a ton of other stuff. And you'll be amazed. Just that one book will jumpstart you into a way of life that's going to just make make a big difference for you. And that's what it's about, you know, making a living and making a difference here. And that's what we try to do at thepowerherbs.com and Apothecary Herbs. One of the things that also makes a big difference for people is the body food mix. Lots of super nutrition, organic plant-based foods, completely balanced whole foods. It's a powder, so you put it in a juice smoothie, and it doesn't require digestion like solid food does. In its liquid base, it's instantly absorbed, and you super infuse the body with all this nutrition, and you get lots of energy and stamina. You feel amazing, and it's a lot of the nutrition your body's missing, especially from those synthetic wannabe vitamins. So check it out. Demand whole food when it comes to your entrees and your supplements. You deserve it because you work hard for your money, and you should have organic whole food supplements. And that's what we do at Apothecary Herbs. And moving on to our 18th year. I can't believe 18 years just went whew, like that. So a brand new catalog. Get your 2018 version of the catalog. You can download it off the website if you would like, or you can get one mailed to you. Just put it in your shopping cart and check out for free. And put in a couple of newsletters in there, too, so you can get informed each and every week on natural therapies. You know, empower yourself. Healthcare. It's plant-based healthcare is what it is. It's amazing. I know, we're out of time. We're out of time. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. Be careful out there, and I'll be back next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.